tremendous mitzvah, this mitzvah. Zohar is a shir solach ha'amolek, a mitzvah afei deraita. And the old sheep of Kashi is a kind of man of God, the mitzvah of Zohar, a shir ha'amolek. One chance in a year, according to other sheep, you'll be yote, then there are bonds of yote, this Shabbos. But the Iker, mitzvah of shir ha'amolek, when they are born in Mitzaki and Tzibur, the Shabbos. That's a part of the Gezach L'choye. Because L'choye, the purpose of the Tzibur, which is Merai, and we'll say after the Bismar right there, and the Chilich tells the Mitzvah Tafu Ishkim, Gimu, but there's Beis over there. But you should remember, but Amalek did to us in a way that we should wipe them out. But Amalek today, the people of Umois, we don't know who Amalek is, even though they said some sort of said that he was the kind of mitzvah. The Amalek, or the Gezach, said he found the Mokhi Amalek. And he was the Lachat to Amalek, and he said he was the kind of mitzvah. Could he had a rabbi called Nathan Adler, who is Taka, and he knew things going on in the Shemayim, so maybe he could see if the person knows the Shemayim Malaiki. And the writer, we are not going to that Daiga, maybe we went to some Mukubalim, and we can find out, but the Mice will not become the Mice of the Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah of Nechomet Amor. Ashes is Mary, only when we get into us as well, with the most certain Tanhedrin that Chopper Midbeis, Gimme mitzvahs Nistavi Yisrael. There are three mitzvahs. The Nistavi Yisrael. When he comes back to Yisrael, he's going to have an Adjun. To make a Melech, for the king. And make a Melech for the king. And Jews. For the king. To wipe out Amorek, to the Gemara and Dachok, and Sanhedrin, Shorosh, Mitzvah, to Tzav Yisrael. The Chorim may pass a Mitzvah, Tziburis, and all of Klai Yisrael. So now even on the women, Chorekes, Chorek, the Tzim on everybody, Shorosh, Mitzvah, to Tzav Yisrael, Chrisos and Lorek, Lahamid and Melech, the Lahachis, Zarosh and Amorek, the Livnois, Lahan, Deis, Abachiyah. This is the Achon and Achon of the beginning of Hashem's Hashem in the world. You have to make a Melech. And then, we have to Zahar Shem Amorek, and then, give me Beis HaMikdash of Beis HaMikdash. You see what it's put with, just in the proximity of the Mitzvah, the Achon and Achon of Moshe Amor, put together with Beis HaMelech, and give me Beis HaMikdash, all three, these are the Kimmel Mitzvah, the Tzav of Chai Yisrael, Miyuchit, the Mekai Yisrael, the Yisrael. What's pshat the chumus adover chsiyot amolek zochor et asher asor lecho amolek baderech b'tzei itchem im mitzroyim. The voice that's kedai stam la'alocha to know, you should know the pirush amilim according to the Adam of Forshim to yoy to the mitzvah, because if the mitzvah is a dream of schiyot to know and to remember what they did to you, so you have to know what it says over here. Zohar is Asher Asor Lecho Amolek Baderech B'tzei Yitzchem Im Mitzroyim. That's easy. And with the next part that you want to delve into a little bit, Asher Kolcho Baderech, Asher Kolcho Baderech Vayizanei B'cho Kol Anecho Sholim Acharecho Yato Oyeit Yorgei Evo Yorei Alivim. Terrible Aveiro of Amalek. What did they do? Asher Korcho Baderech. Vayizani B'chokho Nechashulim Acharecho. They attacked Machazon of Zizrashi. The trail. The Rechotich Milo is in Zorek Lapi Milo. They cut off the Milo to Kladis and they threw him up to heaven. Yato Oye Yogeya. You're weary. lo yori elihim. Rashi learns pshat lo yori elihim. It goes on a molek. Peledik is Rashi of both sides. That's what we say about a molek. They learn Hirei Hashem. They didn't learn Mesil Shishoim, a molek. They didn't come to Musa Seder. That's the terrible Aveh, lo yori elihim. How about we should be yori elihim? It's pshat of both sides. But even more, we want to delve into that terrible idea of a Molech, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Parashas B'Shalach, that his kisei is not sholem, and his hometzia is not sholem. And according to the Gemara Sanhedrin, the order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be mashvi shechin in this world until we eradicate the Amalek. But we have to really know that there's an Amalek inside each and every one of us. A Metzias of Amalek, a Mida of Amalek, and even though we can't become the Mitzvah of Befoil, this man has there, even though we can't do it, but a certain degree, a certain level of what Amalek stands for, of what Amalek represents, we can't eradicate from our goof, from our shova, of this Maisa Amalek, which we have inside of each and every one of us, is what's going on, a chesoron, and a lot of shtaging of Osa. What was the terrible thing? Rashi said, in one pshat, Roshim ko v'choy, Tinecho v'vshircho mirisichotcho. They cooled you off. They powered you down. Mirisichotcho for your heat. Shoroi dekacham yemeim. Mirilochem bohem bohem. All the goyim. We say Rajoshir. Shoroam im yirgozun. All the nations of the world heard about what HaKadosh Baruch had done in Mitzrayim. That's the Kavana. We're on our way, leaving Mitzrayim. What do we have to measure? Where we were? The Teretz is, it wasn't Stam and Matthias. Where? We want to tell you what roads they passed on their journey. Were they going north, east, or south? That wasn't the point. It was the Derech, B'tzeitchem, in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael and the whole world were infused with a Yiras Elikim, with a fear of Hashem, with an understanding that the Yibayi Shaloylam that's manning this Bira, who's leading this world and directing this world. And no one is Zekit, that's Baroi. No one lifts a finger. No one does anything without the Yibayi Shaloylam. He's the Zon who Mephaun is Lakol. Parnosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shidduchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tishiruch, oh, it's not working out. Mary had a little lamb, the Shadchan. She hadn't done her job too well. Why is the Shidduch coming? Sorry, Mary, you're not doing too good of a job. We're not going to pay you £3,000 this time. Maybe 75. And Parnassa, the boss hasn't paid his check this month. What's with him? It's always very interesting on this. 2 nights ago, I was in my house. I came home and my wife was a little upset. It was the whole thing. We tried to buy some beds now. And the new refrigerator is going. It was going. Mamish could fall apart. You could mamish a Shiloh Bishra on the top of the refrigerator during the week. Bishra do a rice on Shabbos. It was so hot. Even the guy who took it out just now. He had tires. He almost burnt his hand. He said, "This place. We sold it to somebody." And he was taking it out. He said, "It was off already. A couple of hours. Boiling hot." We didn't charge too much money, whatever, the kids are. So we need a new fridge. And it was a Shiloh of mumness right now. We didn't have everything to pay for everything right now. I don't know why, but we need it, we'll have it. need the money, we'll have the money. You have to be chad, we need to be ta'ochel. Emes. But we both will decide what you're going to have, what we have to be going for. We go inside, I'm not going to ask my wife, call her up, I'll give you her number after the shiur. Not less than 5-10 minutes later. There's a knock by the door. A certain person that I had a dealings with in the past, I helped him with a shidduch a long time ago. He came over to bring an invitation to me. I wasn't expecting, because I really wasn't the shadchan over there. I wasn't expecting the normal price, £7,000. I really wasn't expecting anything, but I really give his name, give the girl's name to him, with a list of 44 names, and in case she gets the shidduch, I'm the shadchan. Just had to help the woman with the shidduch. He came out to bring the invitation. Give the invitation and gives it to me, and I feel a little heavy inside. The problem was, I thought it was a ticket, but he went to Chassid's and I said, sir, no ticket. Anyway, the ticket might go to the nurse anyway. But anyway, the Maisa, so he came over, he gave the envelope, and I feel a little heavy. He doesn't want me to open it when he's here. If I open up, there's another $335,000 to be exact inside. Just the amount of money I need enough for matzahs, different things. Exactly what I needed just now, those. I had no idea it was coming. No, I'm telling you, but no, machshava, I didn't think it. The person I put my very blessed present, I opened it. There's no reason to give me money for it. Kids, and if I would have stayed, I would have given it back to him. But the maestro, he said, no, he said, don't open it now, don't open it. I said, okay, whatever, who knows. And then, Baruch Hashem, b'diyuk, come on, b'diyuk, I'm saying, but it was Baruch Hashem, it helped a lot. The voice side, when we went out of Mitzrayim, it was clear, the purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, said the Mephoshim, was to bring your nation to everybody in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the boy right that was Bria's Hoylom. But the man he got Bria. The Baal HaBira. He's a boy right. Who Borei Hu Manhig and Refuge a song. We'll sing it after the Shia today. With harmony. Who Borei Hu Manhig. He's Borei Hu Manhig. The Baal HaBira created the world. But one of the things he left the world, Chas V'Shalom, is a Borei Hu Manhig. He's a Borei Umanik. That's the Yisod, the Yisodus of the Bias of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Zeichel Tzidam, we say Zeichel Tzidam, very nice. But I mean more than that. It was proven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took nation out of nation until everybody saw. Everybody was afraid. Everybody realized the Klai Yisrael, you can't touch. No one can touch this Klai Yisrael now. The Bersicha, the hot fridge. That's what he mentioned, the hot fridge in the Shmuz. They like that hot fridge, the boiling mikvah. No one can touch them. They can mamish die, they can mamish grow. The world to come to its Meyeredik Eshleimus, what the purpose of the Bria was. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu came down and he wanted to be Shoira himself in this world, that we should bring the Bnei Yisrael into this world, to every action that we do. So when we go out in the street and whatever we do, we bring the Bnei Yisrael into our action. That's the tachos of the Bria. Shechina b'tachtonim, what we call it. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash, but through every mice that we do and we evolve the Shechina, even the Olam Hazeh, the Kamaisim, that's the sea, that's the top of the point where we evolve the Olam Hazeh, the Kamaisim. That doesn't just be a mice of Bahami, it's not just an act of eating a piece of bread, it's a mitzvah, it's an ichiyat matzah. It's even with Inyoni Babayis, with his wife. It's not just an Inyon of reproduction, like a behemoth. It's Kedusha, it's Taira. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Shloisha Shutzin Ba'adam. It's a different world. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ba'adam Hazeh. And that's the Tafkid of the Yid, to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu,
the Imam Sheikh, the Shechina B'Tachtoy Shechina in this world. And the city of that example is the Bris Mila. The Bris Mila said the Chinuch is the Eva of Taiva. And that's why we circumcise that Eva, to show that when we Shabbat, even our strongest Taiva, it's all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. About a person's mutter knows in Yonim, the Heter, the right time, his wife's leader, the right time, the right place, the right mokum, Shibut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the right machshove. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is magic in my actions. I'm an Eved Lashem. This was the Mazir of Yisrael. The whole generation, the whole world was the spoiler. The whole world had a muridik cheshek, they had a muridik hasoga, and the fi madrigos, and there's a kodesh baruch in the Bria. There's a hero, there's a pachat. The Bria can come to its shleimus. Comes a woman on Molech. Yimach Shimon! That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Timcha Yimach Shimon, Jerem Yimach Shimon. Molech Yimach Shimon! Who says in Rabbeinu Zai? I didn't see any articles. I saw the Torah. Timcha Zecha Molech! Where's Yimach Shimon? Oh, the Germans, Yimach Shimon. I never heard of Molech Yimach Shimon. The Torah says it, Yimach Shimon, the Germans. I'm on the Molech. Yimach Shimon is Yidon Zeichel. Why? Zachdrashi, Moshe Olam, Batsi, Wissachas. It's a Moshe Olam to a hot mikveh. No one's scared, everybody's scared, they're standing online, they're waiting there with their soap dishes. Who's going to be the fool to jump in? Here comes Shlomi Belf of Hafa. Here he is, he doesn't know too much, he just sees other kid, he takes a dive in. Mom is scorched, third degree burns. But a miser, somebody went in. Somebody did it. It can be done! It can be done! So, Kablai Bloch chat, you know, the Smichus of the parish of Nozir to the parish of Soita, the parish is not Soita by side. To the parish of Nozir, the parish of Soita. What's the Smichus of the Gemara Darshan in Soita? Kolaroya Soita by Kalkuno. Yazir Atzim Rayayin. Whoever sees the Soita, the lady who Rahman al-Islam did a terrible act, no matter what, she went to say something, she didn't do anything bad. The Kilkula, Basha, she could learn from Chaz, I think the reversion meter, when she, her stomach bursts open, or stand what they do to over there. They go up and down and do, the Mamish Mavazah, because the fact that she couldn't went to say so, Yazir Atzim Rayayin. The Pella is, everybody knows the Chazal. They come to Shmuz, they know the Chazal. But it's a Pella, it's a blade block, the Yeshiva tells. I don't understand. Why is this guy have to imagine himself from wine? If he sees the Soita Bil Kukula, just the opposite. The one who didn't see the Soita Bil Kukula, she Yazaz, but if he saw the Soita, what they're doing to her, they're smashing around, they tear her hair open, they tear her clothes, they do this, everything. And of course, if you shut up, stop us. If you see that, that's the biggest lesson. You're not going to do anything wrong. No. If you see the sight of your kukula, go be mad yourself in wine. Wine can lead to who knows what. I understand just how you see the sight of your, that's the biggest chizuk shmuz. The Teretz is, he said, you're right, you see what happened to her. But in your mind, you realize, why is she getting this? Because she did it. She did something wrong. It's possible to do such a thing. It's possible to commit adultery. It's possible to go into sex with another man. Someone did it. So now, it was off shoot anybody. No one that can do that thing. That's what they are. You have to be extra careful now. Because you've seen. You've seen it's possible to be done. The person might have been a fool. Deffenhofer. But But people saw that he went to that mikvah.
Other people might try it now. It's possible to be done. People learn that the impossible is possible. And to a Jew, doing it not less than Hashem is the impossible. So I'm really cools off this mikvah. And they create a euphoria, create a matzav now that people have lost that fear of the Kodesh Baruch. Just one small act.
They attacked it, Kaiser! Kaiser won the war though! They won, says God. Yoshua, right? Achlesh, Yoshua, it's Amalek. Yoshua goes out to fight them. And he's choylesh them. In Paris B'Shalach. And they win the war.
But damage has been done. The world is no more in fear.
The world, who is coming to its completion, to its godless, to its shleimus, Amalek has set us back. And they put into the world the Messias that has continued till today. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu of TC can't be shalem. Amalek has cooled it all up. They said that one small joke.
And they cooled everybody off. And that stone was the Remez. And the cutting off of the knees, throwing a cup in Maila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be Meshabit, the Olam Hazeh, or the world of Taiva? Take it back.
Take it back. It's not this world. We're trying to do damage. This world is the world of Taiva. It's Olam Hazeh, Pick 11. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't mix. That's what Amalek's statement was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Klai says, Melchonis Bashem, La'amalek Midor HaDor. No! There's a mix. But it's not only a mix. It's all Ribayim Shalom.
The Boisai. There's an unbelievable need to ask you, the Boisai. If we don't, we take the word just literally, we see the sword of Amalek, the Koyach, to cool somebody off, the Koyach of a joke, of a Leitzonus, of a Dover, a Fila Achad, that can cool somebody off, that a person, a bachor, an avreich, anybody could hear a shmooze, could learn a good seder, could have a chizik talk with his mashkiach, with his rebbe, and some wise guy in the back, some guy who probably has nothing to lose, who probably has his own problem. He makes one small joke, one small wisecrack, one small cooling down. Because it's Amalek. This person could have gone out of a shmooze, could have got had that chizuk, and could have left and been mad mechazik and be oile. This mile is how he told you about Yire. Could have become an emes to Talmud Chacham. Could have become a Yoi Shemayim. Could have been a person who's careful not to go to certain places, and one wise guy, and probably in the back, throws out one small joke. Says Chazal, one small wisecrack and they get a hundred techoches. It can be made all 100 techoches. Can you imagine someone giving him a shmooze? And he proves over 100 times the Yisodus of Emes, and it's clear, and it's more than a person. And one guy says one quip, one little word, one little stupid comment, and everything goes down. Everything that this person could have accomplished. The very scary Zachary side. How many people, how many Bochum are going to have to take account for doing such things? A Bochum maybe got a chizuk, and he wants to tell him he made his life to Torah, to whatever it is, that word is Hashem, and somebody says, go listen to the Applebaum guy. He's brainwashed. He's just brainwashing you. He doesn't know what reality is. He reads a new article in the New York Times. Professor Johnstone. Come on, what are you going out schmoozing for? It's just pure brainwashing methods. You don't know he spent 3 years in China to learn the Lewis method of brainwashing? But whatever the person speaking, person can murder the Galilee, or another Bacher could be murdered it in a few seconds or by side. But it's not only another Bacher by side. If the Yitzhahara should be condemned, or sometimes it delays. There's sometimes the one saying that one quip, a person has a chizuk, a person has a turn of spiders and a shmooz. From the divine Torah, he learns that the Gestaka Gemara, the Gestaka Seder, and he feels his kind of Hashem. He feels that he's getting close to the Ibn Shalom. He feels that he wants to make Kabbalahs. And it's him alone, the boy said. There's no wise guy in the back. There's no lates. There's no stool. Somebody saying something that because he has his own personal powers and he wants to make other people go in that way. But himself, the boy said, the koyach of a molek that's inside of us. That koyach of a molek, the boy said, that says, come on, don't take it so serious. So you're machadic a little bit. So what does it mean? Come on! Be realistic! Be strong! Get a hold of yourself! Come on! You can't learn Torah like that your whole life! It's a Molech! We have a chiyuv! Zohar! Very nice! You hear the kriya now? There's a purpose of the kriya, says Zohar, not just to be yoyt to the word, but to be yoyt to the mitzvah of kavodah, but what's behind the mitzvah? The person never made a Shabbos experience, and he wants to run his life a certain way. He wants to have a Shabbos table like that. And someone jokes around with him, or he himself says, come on, you can't be a risky and realistic like that. You have to live in the real world. You have to, be with society. The famous line of everybody. Huh? You're not ma'ulav in ma'priyas. You're going to be like everybody else. Sit there on Shabbos table and speak about who knows what. The Indians. That's ma'ulav in ma'priyas. You want to sing mirrors on Shabbos. You want to sing divrei Torah. People look at you a little quack cockeyed. That's Lysonishap also. That's trying to eradicate a Kosh Baruch Hu. You know what I'm saying? Through our bison, through our mitzvahs, through whatever we do, we try to bring more Kosh Baruch Hu into this world. And through people who they themselves are to do it to others, try each time to say no, but this and that and this and that. We eradicate a Kosh Baruch Hu's presence of my side. You don't look at it seriously, but Chmonel Islam, I'm not saying it's the Dargo, but is it any worse to think to ourselves? What was so bad about it? They were saying that, that's why we get too much Rebbeinu Shel Olam in this world, we'll go crazy. We can't just be Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what's going to be with our apple pie? What's going to be with our Olam HaZadik 11? It's not Shaykh! You can't, come on! Take it easy! It's not, it's 2005! The year of the telephone and the smellophone! So why is that different with us? In a certain degree, it might not be firstborn, but I mean thirdborn degrees. Third degree burns. It might be a certain oifel and a molek. The Chaim Briske says, that a molek is not only this yisod, a molek is not only the people, but it's the yisod. One of the times when people even hidden, or not religious, he was talking about, who, with the whole purpose to eradicate the Kodesh Baruch from this world, the Shayach to the Musag of Amor. I'm not saying they have to get on Malek, yes or no, but the Musag,
את המושג. And we learn this week's Parsha Zohar, Rabbeisai. And we learn this week the time on Amalek was as the Biskur of Allah, Yorah Elikim, they weren't fear of Hashem. What's the time? Said the Biskur of Meredith. He says the Gemara in Baba Kama says, what's the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlon? A Gazlon doesn't make Cheshbonus. He doesn't make any Cheshbonus. He goes on his way, and he steals, and he robs, but he doesn't make any Cheshbonus. The Ganav, though, and that's why he doesn't pay Kefir. The Ganav pays Kefir, you know why? Because the Gemara in Ayin Tes in Baba Kama, because he makes Cheshbonus. When should I go? Where should I go? What time is the Balabai going to do? He's making Cheshbonus. It's a whole strategy. How are you going there? Says the Biskur Rav, the time on the Ganav is you're making Cheshbonus. You have time to think about who you're going to steal, what you're going to steal, where you're going to steal. What about the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam in that Cheshbonus? The time on Amalek was the Vayore Elohim's and the Biskur Rav Pshat. They didn't fear Hashem. The Pshat is this Pshat. They were like the Ganav. They attacked the weary, the tired, Baderech. And they back attacked the ones to be back. A whole strategy, who to get, where to get, what to get.
You forgot one big cheshbon. Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Biskur Rav, what a pshat in the Biskur Rav. That was the time of the morning. You make me cheshbonus. Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam cheshbon? Same is so with us. That's the Ritzonus. That's the Ihakoro. What the tafkid of the Bria is, and how many of us bochim, we have mamish, Baruch Hashem, good to bochim, but there's a certain instinct of the Lord Yori Elikim, and I've been talking about the Yori Elikim of this Messiah Yisrael, U.S. Aroman, the Dargis, we're talking about Poshu Lecheshbon, Rabbi Yisrael.
Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam, my Cheshbonus? Bein Hazmanim plans! Oh wow, we're all excited, it's Bein Hazmanim time! We can't wait! We have to leave first of all 3.5 weeks early! Get back, we gotta get back, there's things to do, place to go! We gotta go, we gotta, you know, Rebbe, come on! We're going! To where? We don't know. What are we doing? We don't know. 2 days later, Rebbe, you're right. Nothing to do here. I don't know why I came back so early. But even when he's here, where is he going? What is he doing? What is time? Where's the cheshbon? The revolution has to be involved in that prayer. The person does something sporadic. He did it without thought. He did it. That is doininess, okay. We're not such a tefillah, but a guy has time to think, to plan out his Bein Hazmanim. We need to be mindful of those plans. I'm going, hiking, this, that. What about a Seder day? What about a davening? What about a Seder Musa? What about the Shalosh Tefillahs? What's going to be the time of those tefillahs? Is there a plan for that? Well, not yet. I have to go, I gotta do, we got things to do. And the cheshbonus of how many do keep it on for Em Koroi? Not yet. We're still planning the end in Hazman and Spain, Africa, jungles. We're trying to buy those safari outfits. Talk to me some other time. We're going hunting in the African jungles. But even the day-to-day life of Isa, a person goes for a Shabbos, goes for a break, whatever he goes, Cheshbonus Shel Olam. It's a mitzvah connected to Seder, it's a chavei connected to Seder, a hefsi mitzvah connected to Seder,
how much a person gets from mitzvah, how much he gets from losing by Anaveya, how much he loses in the steiger by Anaveya. If you only put the Yibbeinu Shalom into his plans, if you only put the Yibbeinu Shalom into his daily schedule, this is so unbelievable, because a person can have a whole schedule of Ramesh, Ma'anach, Lacham, Baish, Megish, Shaitanu, a whole day, and there's still something missing from his daily schedule. There's no Yibbeinu Shalom in that schedule. He's learning, he's this, he's that, but he's doing Yibbeinu Shalom. There's the time of day to think, the kind of kindness of trying to be MS, how to be the MS of Ben Toyo, and the MS of Oyver Hashem, and the MS of Prisoner Davins, Karoi. Oyemazeh is a world that makes us Meshachach Meteva. It's a world that's Meshachik us. Meshachik us, 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 It's a Odom, a Kodesh Baruch Hu placed us in a world. The Mokum Shev Avim Boi Amachikim Eisa Imenu Yisborach. Rabim Boi Amachikim! Very nice! Pass the chips! A little glass of tea for tonight. Sounds like an interesting mimer from the Mashiach Shishorim. Rabim Boi Amachikim, that's what that means. The world is set up in a way. And so Shalom is Mazda, that's why we get tired. But everything in this world is trying to imagine us.
Everything is trying to return to Aga, be Mazda, from a Keshet, Aga, is Baruch Hu. Ve'ei me'em ha'taivi, ha'taivi, ha'chomri, ois. These are strong taivis, from Chomri, from Guf. Asherim imoshech achareihen, hinei u'mischachek ba'oilech min ha'toiv ho'amiti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this world to have the Toiv HaMidah, to have the best fun. But the best fun is in the next world. And he put us in a world of challenge, of Taivis. Asher im hu yimoshech achareihen. Long breakfasts made us manim. Asher im hu yimoshech achareihen. Take a 7-hour nap. You're leaving and you're distancing yourselves from the Toiv HaMiti. The Mimsa Shubim Muhammad, oh, it's not as Moshe Shalom HaAlichas. It's Muhammad the day we're going on. Omer HaGuf, Omer HaSeich. Only the ones who have Gibor Chayel as MS soldiers. Only the ones who have the focus. And only the ones with the Biskarov say, are you ready, are you king? We're not doing that daigis. But to be machiz, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into our daily plans, into our weekly machshavis, into our monthly and our yearly plans for the future. Where is the inversion of those plans? You'll see a baseline. The day will take on a different day when I think that is Yibayi Hashem. We're not trying to go crazy, Chas V'Shalom. But we're talking about Suma Slei, to think it was the actions. Chas V'Shalom says Cheshbonu Shel Olam, as the Emes Cheshbon Shel Olam. We're talking about seriousness at certain times, to realize that a person, if he can get a chizik, if he can sometimes take that chizik and make something from it, what Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz calls immortalizing the fleeting moment that a person has a tremendous chizik and he does something that ma'isa, he can have something forever from it. If he has a famous story of Adam Gadol, that he was once talking and learning at a Suda, and somebody said, they were talking and learning, and somebody said, is it a foolish Gemara? Yeshayla. She said, yeah, where is that Gemara? So he said, over there in Sanhedrin. He was talking to Chachman, and he was wearing his bow, and he forgot this Gemara, he didn't realize the learning prop, he didn't see the Raya from there. So at that moment, he got up, he ran to the room to check the Gemara, and he was so despairing, he forgot the Gemara, and then he forgot something. They sat for 7 years, came out, he didn't leave the room. And he didn't, despite his, he wanted a chance, a priest gave him a call of the door. So once went to a behind risk, they asked, so
raised the shiloh over there. The maaseh forgot the bench. Forgot the bench. So Chaim said, I'm not saying he's mechuyev. It could be if he would have benched. It could be if he would have laid the bench, he might not become the god. I'm not going to have new shiloh here, but it's the point being, and I think see, I'm not talking about here to leave the shmur is not down. The point of it is that the aspirus that he had was so stark that it could be if he would have waited a few moments, he could have died and it could have cooled off and he would have lost it. Baruch Hashem, those who come to the shmur, and this shmur should be given to the oil, come to the shmur for care they want to get from it. But a person has to realize, in Europe they used to chazer the shmuz afterwards. I'm not talking about that, my shmuz, whatever shmuz gave, male shmuz, whatever it is, the chazer it over, to take out the points, the lessons. Because this is for the future, so whatever person grains in himself now, he will have the ammunition to fight this mechama. A person shouldn't be a fool, there's a mechama out there. In all directions, wherever you go, there are, you know, those what they call mukashim, mokshim, what do they call it? The English, the bombs that are, you know, what do they call the mines? They're all around. A person over here, over there, there are mines. A person, avada has to rest, avada has to eat well, has to do, take care of his body, has to play sports. It's all what's in Hashem, Abraham. All what's in Hashem. To exercise the body, to eat, to sleep, to be nice, not to go into places, 100%. Take off, relax. You have to relax enough. You have to get. But we never, ever could lose the focus. For the things in this world that made us to be Meshachayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael. All these things in the world, television, and shmelevision, and DVDs, all these things. We're not saying a person needs to relax one time, this or that. You have to be careful, Abaisa. You have to realize, Rabbim Hina Machikim Isa. Don't be foolish. Don't think that, you know, okay, I'm immune to all the types of Oilam Hazeh that have been in Moshech HaRecharein. It's not true. It's not true. It's a battle. You lose battles. You have to win the war. But you have to realize that there's a battle out there. And you have to realize this is the Yisrael HaGodol of Yisrael. That there's people out there, and there's a certain Nekud in each and every one of us. A Koyach of Amalek. It's a Koyach of Amalek. The text says that what you Oisik in Yoni Ruchni, take it easy. Don't get so oiled out into it. You have to realize have to give a person with the Sword Hashem. That's why this is the prerequisite to the being based on Mendesh of Bosa. So when we read the Yehdi Shabbos, sounds like a history lesson. It's no history lesson. It applies very much today. You have to be careful from the hoaxsters. They're around us, late Solomon, they're around us. They're trying to cool us off. You have to be careful from the world out there. They want to cool off the Yid from it to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Hashkafis, with the world Hashkafis, that you have to do this and you have to do that. You only have to do one thing in this world. Keep the Torah. That's all a Yid has to do in this world, boys. There's nothing else. They have to do parnasa, whatever it is. That's all state in Torah also. Don't think the Torah doesn't talk about it. It's all in the Torah. The guidebook and the lesson book and the purpose of the Bria is all state in the Torah. That's our guidance. Whatever we have to do, the Torah tells us what we have to do. No one's going to tell us better than the Torah. I don't care who he is. The man that Tamil Chomim, the Gdoli Torah, those who want to ask that Torah, who help a person. It was a Maisa. You have to eradicate that Koyach of Amalek. And then we can be Zeruch HaBeiz HaShem to bring the Shechina to the world of Boisai, to bring the B.S. Mashiach, we're waiting so much, but Shtet B'Chazal, that before bring the B.S. Amigdosh, you have to eradicate Amalek. Mistoma, I'm not saying Pshad B'Mitzvah, a mistam and that amor that inside each and every one of us, we also have to get rid of. Ish koi no imam b'shoachas. The lezer ben Yudaya heard the musar and learned about the zor of that zoyna. She heard him hear the musar and he changed around his life. He took the bull by the horns, and we see it by certain Balkan. They change around, they get more serious, they get more into it. The koyach, this you saw it. And some Balkan, they stay with that koyach al itzonis, the koyach of Ishumas Lay. Everybody's hoping for Mashiach. Let's use our koyches of Boisai. And the Eid Hashem, it's so fast, it's not easy. And the Motos Charkulim says, the Chazal Yushalmi. The time maybe also for his boiling, as a person could focus on different things now, to renew them, but the other Zachim, but things to work out, his focus on his life. And the Zeich of the Eid Hashem, the Koi! That we eradicate Amalek, hey, the Midas Amalek is a son of us, hey, the Mitzios. And we say that the Dunya Beis HaBechira, very, very, very.